verses 1 through 7. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 7, and I'm going to speed read because I'm going to go back over it. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, ye know, shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, did eat, and gave also to her husband with her. He did eat. The eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your truth. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the written word, God, that we can look to, that we can glean, that we can understand, that we can search the scriptures, Lord. God, reach down today. God, help us, Lord, to see, to receive, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto me. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Give your neighbor a high five. Amen. This is a, this is a sermon, not a very easy sermon, actually a very difficult sermon. But I want you to pay attention. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. I want to preach today about the power of the blood. Amen. Everybody in this room, amen, this sermon is for all of us. So I'm not picking on nobody, and I don't want nobody to say he was picking on me. So we're all in this world together. We're all in the ship of life, and amen. We all, amen, are affected by our environment. Amen? Amen. Every one of us go to the stores, and we all see the ads, and we all see the billboards, and we all see all the nonsense and the, amen, everything around us. And so we all are in this world together. I don't care whether you're a preacher or whether you're a saint. We're all in this together. Amen. Brother House is no better than anyone else. Amen. So I want to read through this with my version, and it says that the serpent, the snake, the venomous creature, the poison-filled, slimy, slithery snake. He was subtle, more than any beast of the field. This is my commentary. This is not my version, but this is my commentary. Amen. That's why God didn't ask me to write it, because I would have had fun with it. So he said unto the woman, "Hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" The woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." And the serpent, the snake, venomous creature, poison-filled, slimy, slithery snake, said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." Sounds like a familiar tone, doesn't it? A familiar voice. You shall not surely die. That is stupid. What does God know? Now, I'm going through psychology here. The devil was playing a psychology game with Eve. And he was giving her all kinds of catchphrases and all kinds of excuses and reasons why, amen, that, you know, what God said really ain't what God meant, and it isn't what God, what really was going to happen. He was twisting things up. That, you know, God's too old-fashioned. He's not up with the times. We're smarter than him. We know more. Now, I want this message to preach to every age group here today. Because the enemy, amen, is speaking and trying to destroy every age group that is in this room. It doesn't matter, amen, whether you're, amen, just started running, walking, amen, or whether you're, amen, using a walker to walk. The enemy is trying to destroy God's people. Amen. And it's the same trick, the same voice, the same, amen, maybe on different levels, amen. But the devil said to the woman, amen, that don't make any sense. That's dumb. We know more than he does. What does he think? Who does he think he is? For God knows in the day ye eat thereof that your eyes are going to be open and you're going to be as gods, knowing good and evil. The devil offered her a different perspective. He offered her a different view. He offered her a different perspective. Amen. Something new, something different than what God had already established. Amen. Come on. We don't need anything new. We don't need anything fancy. We don't need any, come on. I said, we don't need anything other than what God has already established and written and commanded. Amen. We don't need anything else. Amen. We need the truth. Amen. We need the truth. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired, she took up the fruit, gave to her husband. It looked good. It looked harmless. It was to be desired. Amen. It felt good. Amen. It sounded good. Amen. It looked harmless. Now, God called this tree, and I could go a million ways with this message. God called this tree the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But what Eve saw was the good in it. She didn't see the evil in it. She saw the good in it. Amen. It looked good. It did not look harmless. It did not look like it had any poison. Amen. It did not look like something that would kill you. Huh? Come on, we can analogize this today. Amen. A little cigarette does not look like anything that could kill you, but let me tell you, the hospitals are full, amen, of people who are dying because of a little cigarette, amen, that does not look like it could hurt you, amen. Come on, but the end of that cigarette, amen, is lung cancer, COPD, amen, all kinds of things, amen. Come on, just because something may look good does not mean that it is harmless. Amen. It could mean bad. Young people, you need to, amen, take heed. You need to listen. Amen. Everything, this world is, amen, bombarded with all kinds of things. Amen. Trying to get in your little innocent hearts and your little innocent minds. Amen. Come on. How many people ended up dead? How many people are in the cemetery? Amen. That were aware of the danger up front. Amen. There are millions of people, amen, who had no idea of the danger that was ahead. Amen. The world is full of danger and poison. Amen. Why did Eve allow herself to be in this situation? Amen. What was she doing anywhere near the tree? God said, you got free reign everywhere except one place. And here we find, amen, the third chapter of Genesis. Eve is all over it. Amen. What are you doing there? Hello? God commanded them to leave it alone. Don't go there. Why was she there? Human nature, every one of us has a human nature. Amen. That's why we have praise and worship. That's why we, amen, got to have a relationship with God, because we're trying to reform our human nature. Hello? Amen. That's why we have worship. We have praise. That's why we have prayer. Amen. Being changed, transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. To be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody say the mind. Amen. Come on. Our mind needs worked on. Our mind needs help. Our mind needs adjustment. Our mind needs, come on, anybody with me today? Amen. I'm going to get out in the aisle. Amen. And start, amen, getting down where you're at today. Amen. Come on. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. Come on. It may look good. Amen. It may look
good. It may look harmless. Amen. Come on. But come on. Well, anybody helping me today? Amen. Come on. The eyes of them both were opened up. Amen. Shocking. Amen. Their eyes, all of a sudden now, they saw something that they never saw before. Amen. There are some things you don't need to see. Amen. There are some places you don't need to go. Amen. Come on. I said there. Amen. There's some danger places. And they knew they were naked. 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 They were unclothed. Something happened. Something changed. It says nowhere in the scripture where God took their clothes away. They got drunk, took their clothes off, went stripping. It doesn't say any of these things. It says all of a sudden now they realized that they were naked. Amen. Up until this time, the Bible teaches us, amen, that they, amen, were naked and were not ashamed. But now there is some shame. Now is there is a change. Something happened tremendously, amen, in their life when they ate of that tree. Amen. Everything changed. Amen. Their eyes were open. They were suddenly unclothed. They lost their covering. They lost their cloak. They lost the Spirit of God. God had departed from them. Amen. Come on. Then they sewed fig leaves together and they made themselves some aprons. Amen. They had lost the presence of God that was their covering. Amen. Come on. Are you with me today? Amen. I said this ain't an easy message, but hold on. It's going to be good. Amen. What was man's reaction to suddenly they lost the Spirit of God? Amen. Instead of confessing their sin and their wrongdoing, they decided to hide behind their skimpy clothing. Amen. Their clothing didn't cover anything. Amen. Come on. I said their clothing didn't cover anything. They had little aprons. Amen. Come on. It was just to try to soothe their conscience. Amen. Come on. I said they made themselves a substitute. They covered themselves with earthly garments, worldly attire, man-made covering. Then they hid behind the other trees in the garden. Amen. Come on. It's easy to hide. Amen. Behind the other trees. It's easier to hide. Come on. But we don't need to be hiding. Amen. Come on. I said we don't need to be hiding. Amen. Behind anybody in the garden. Amen. We need to wake up. Amen. We need to realize where we're at. Amen. It ain't time. Amen. I said it ain't time. Amen. To be lost. Amen. Jesus is coming. Amen. It ain't time to hide. Amen. But it's time. Amen. To turn to the Lord. Amen. Come on for his help. Amen. Our help comes from the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I spent hours on this message. Amen. Not from a man-made observation. This message, amen, came from the Lord. So if it gnaws at you, good. This message to all of us. It's easy to hide behind a crowd, but there's too many people doing that today. I want to bring this down into our lives, covering themselves with fake worship, aprons of fake worship. Come on, fake worship. Adam and Eve tried to make their own covering. They tried to make their own atonement, their own cover up. Amen. Hiding behind fake worship, hiding behind fake prayer. Amen. Hiding behind Pentecostal clothing, but ignoring the poison and that the Spirit of God had departed. Amen. Come on, friends. Amen. I said, come on, friends. Amen. We need to wake up. We need to shake ourselves. We need to realize, you know what? Amen. Come on. Why cannot play church? I cannot play live for God. Amen. I can't come to church and go through the motions. Amen. Come on. We can't live off of the emotions. Amen. We cannot live off off a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. We cannot live off, amen, just a little clap. Amen, just a little. Amen, come on, we need more than that. Amen, come on, I said we need more than that. We need Holy Ghost. Amen, I said we need the Holy Ghost. Amen, we need the Spirit of God in our lives. We got to get desperate. Amen. When someone is drowning or someone is headed, amen, down the rapids to their destruction, you got to get radical. You got to get radical. I said, you got to get radical. Amen. Too many people are sitting around, amen, playing patty cake. Amen. Hell is hot. Amen. Heaven is to gain. Amen. But hell is to shine. Amen. If you don't want to go to hell, amen, you're going to have to get busier than that. So what happens when the Spirit of God is departed? What happens when someone is hiding behind the apron of fake worship or prayer? Amen. What happens? The blame game begins to take over your life. You begin to blame the woman. You begin to blame the man. You begin to blame the devil. You begin to blame the church. You begin to blame the preacher. You begin to blame the hypocrites. You begin to blame the sister. You begin to blame your parents. You begin to blame your boss, your neighbor. Everyone and everything. Blame, blame, blame. Blame everything. Amen. My life is miserable. Amen. I am empty. I am cold because of you, or because of them, or because of this, or because of that. Amen. Blame, blame, blame. We don't need to find ourselves in the blame game. Amen. It's time to quit blaming. Amen. It's time to take a good look at yourself. Amen. I said it's a time to take a good look at yourself. Amen. It's time that you pour yourself out. Amen. It's time that you empty yourself. Amen. Come on. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Amen. It's time that we pour ourselves out. Amen. Empty ourselves out and get a real picture. Amen. Of what's going on inside of us. Amen. Come on. It ain't the preacher's fault. Amen. It ain't the church's fault. Amen. It ain't the choir's fault. It ain't the deacon's fault. It ain't your neighbor's fault. Amen. Well, somebody ought to help me preach today. Amen. Come on, it's your fault. Amen. It's your fault. Amen. Take responsibility. Take ownership. Amen. It was you. Amen. That went down there to the tree. It was you. Amen. That got to looking at the tree. It was you. Amen. That looked at it too long. Amen. Come on. Don't blame everybody else and backslide. Amen. And get mad at the preacher. Amen. Come on. Too many people. Amen. Get mad. Amen. Get offended. And they leave church. Amen. It's time. Amen. Come on. It ain't time. Amen. To slip up. It ain't time to mess up. Amen. Come on. I said it's time. Amen. To get saved. Go to church for the right reason. How many times did people look at that ark and say, that's so dumb? How many times did people look at Noah and his family who separated themselves from the world? All they did was spend their lives on working on that ship. And everybody thought they were crazy. Come on, when you get real with God, your life is going to be about God. Your life is going to be about church. Your life is going to be about doing something for God. Amen. While the rest of the world makes fun, or amen, or they begin to blame, or amen, being in the wrong frame. We got to keep working on the boat. We got to keep working on this ship. Church, come on. We got to build this building. We got to build this ship. It is our salvation. Living for God is our salvation. Living for God, the things of God, is our hope. Jesus said, "He that cometh after me must deny himself." We cannot live a life of pleasing self. Jesus said we have to deny self. I said, Jesus said we have to deny self. Self will take you down. Jesus said that which proceeds out of the heart, evil thoughts, murders, adulterers, fornicators, thefts, false witness, blasphemies, these are which defile a man. Romans chapter 8, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally, earthly, worldly minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because they're a worldly mind, carnal mind is enmity against God. Amen. We have a nature in us, amen, come on, that don't want to live for God. We have a nature in us that don't want to go to church. We have a nature that does not want to have anything to do with God. But we have got to break that nature. We have got to break that nature down. We have got to make it submit. Amen. We have got to make it cave. We have got to crucify the flesh. Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, in the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who died and gave himself for me." Have we forgot the scriptures? Have we lost our covering? Jesus said there were five wise and there were five foolish. The five wise, they were careful about their oil, their Holy Ghost. We have got to be concerned about the Holy Ghost. If you can come to church and not feel anything, amen, and go home and feel okay about it, something is wrong with you. You have got to check yourself. You've got to come on. I said, if you got to get on your knees at home somewhere, if you got to get alone somewhere in the woods, amen, or out by the lake somewhere, I don't care, on a mountaintop or in a valley, amen, you better get alone with God, and you better get a hold of God, and you better pray like you've never prayed. I said, you better pray like you've never prayed. I said, you better seek like you've never sought. Amen. Come on, because it's a good chance you might have lost your covering. You might have lost the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on. Amen. This is heaven or hell. This is make it or break it. Amen. And we have got to be concerned about our soul more than we are concerned and then about a saving 20% at the mall or at the store or doing this or doing that. Amen. Come on. We got to get serious. We got to get serious. We live after the flesh, and to fulfill the desires of our flesh, we shall surely die. If your calendar and schedule is to please your flesh, you're on the path to death. I'm in the book, Romans chapter 8, verse 13, "Ye shall die, but if ye through the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the body, you can live. The world is full of hypocrites, but it is also full of real people." The world is full of hypocrites, so what? But it is also full of real God-loving, God-fearing, real servants of Christ who care about souls and not themselves. Amen. Come on. I said the sleazeball, venomous creature, poison-filled, slimy, slithery snake, amen, trickster is still in the world. He's still selling people the same sales pitch, and people are still falling for it. Amen. Come on. I said people are still falling for it. And every one of us, amen, are capable of the same thing. Why do you think we all have to pray? Why do you think we all have to read our Bible? Why do you think we all have to fast? Because we're all subject to our environment. But I have good news. God had a plan. God has a plan today. And unto Adam, to his wife, the Lord provided coats of skins, and he clothed them. Everybody say, there's a cure. Everybody say, the blood. Everybody say, the blood. It took the blood. It took the blood. It took the blood of a lamb, which provided a covering for their sins. The world is full of danger and poison, and we all have ended up in Eve's situation. Amen. Why did we go there? I do not know. It is our human nature. Why? Amen. Did we take our first puff? Why did we take our first drink? Why did we do this? Why did we do that? It was the beginning of the ruination. Amen. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Come on. I said, all have sinned. Amen. I'm not here to point the finger at anybody. I'm just preaching the message. Amen. Come on. We are all, amen, all subject to our environments and our world. Amen. Come on. But God is here to help. God is our Savior. That's why we have, amen, a Savior. Amen. Christ Jesus, the Lamb who is slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. Come on. And we, amen, whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, before the foundation, God had a plan. Amen. Already in place. Amen. That's why we have a great shepherd. That's why we have a pastor. That's why, come on, God is looking out for you. He's watching out for you. Amen. Come on, preach it, preacher. When I don't like it, preach it, preacher. When it goes against my grain, preach it, preacher. When it makes me angry, preach it. I gotta be saved. Amen. Come on, we cannot be fake. We can't hide behind aprons of false worship or fake prayer. Amen. We gotta get real. God, get a hold of me. God, shake me. Oh, man. Come on. We want our kids to be saved. They ain't going to be saved if you don't want to be saved. They ain't going to live for God if you don't want to live for God. They ain't going to pray if you don't pray. They ain't going to read their Bible if you don't read your Bible. Come on. I said, we are our children's example. We are the light of this world. We are a city set on a hill. We are epistles known and read of all men. There is more required of us, amen, than just modern religion aprons. Amen. Come on. Just go to church. Amen. Shake the preacher's hand. Put your little envelope in the pen. Amen. And clap your hands. Amen. And go home and eat chicken and come back and do it all over again. Amen. It don't work that way. Amen. I said it don't work that way. Amen. The devil is out to destroy you. Amen. I said the devil is out to destroy you. Amen. Come on. I said that ain't the way it works. What can wash away my sin? Come on, I don't know what you're going through. I'm the one that has to preach this. I would rather be preaching, you know, walls of Jericho coming down, amen. But the walls of Jericho, I am preaching that if you only understood it. Huh? Come on. God looked down at the church 30 years later, 60 somewhere in there, And he began to give an account of the churches in Asia, the seven churches of Asia. And he said, I have somewhat against you because you left your first love. I have somewhat against you. Amen. Come on. Repent. Amen. And do your first works over lest I come and remove the candlestick. Amen. Come on. Everyone, be honest with yourself today. Amen. I ain't pointing my finger at nobody. You be honest with yourself today. Are you really where you need to be? Amen. Come on. Do you really have a prayer life? Amen. Do you really, amen, feel the Holy Ghost in fire down in your soul? Come on, you answer it yourself. You empty yourself out. Amen. Come on, we're in the house of the Lord today. Amen. I said, come on, we're in the house of the Lord today. Amen. We're not in some half-baked, amen, association or affiliation or some club. Amen. The Feel Good Fellows Club. Amen. Come on, or the fat and, amen, the fat and sassy club, the pancake club, the coffee pot club. Amen. We're in the house of the Lord. Amen. Come on. We're in the place of salvation. Amen. We're in the house and Jesus is in the house. Amen. Come on. What can wash away my sins? Somebody ought to help me say it. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me white as snow? Come on. I hope somehow I can deliver this today, and I'm probably messing it all up. But Brother House knows what it's like to have someone come to your office or your house, sit there, ruined. You hear me today? I know what it's like to have someone come to your house, tears flowing out their face. Their innocency has been ruined. Their life has been a havoc. Did Brother House throw them to the side? Did I just, amen, just reject them because they messed up? Absolutely not. Come on, we're in the house of the Lord today. I don't know what you did. Amen. I don't know where it happened. I don't know anything. Come on, but we're in the house of the Lord and God wants to help you. Brother House wants to see you. Amen. Walking on streets of gold. Amen. Walls of jasper, gates of pearl. I don't care what it is. Amen. I don't care how little or how big. Amen. Come on, what can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. No other fount I know but the blood of Jesus. For this pardon, this I see, for my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. This is all my righteousness. Amen. The blood of Jesus. Now by this will I overcome. And now by this I will reach my home. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Better get your mind off of trinkets and gadgets and technology and what else you can feed your flesh. And you better take a deep, hard look at where you're at in Christ. Come on. We can drive 2 hours to go somewhere and eat. Stuff ourselves to where glutton and sinning. But it's too far to drive 45 minutes to church. There's a new movie coming out. You can spend $18.99 on a new movie release. Watch it for 3 hours. Get big bags of popcorn and all kinds of snacks and sit there and loathe yourself out on rated R. But you can't make it to the house of the Lord. Honey, you're backslid. Hello? I'm preaching by the Holy Ghost. I'm not nosy. I'm not walking around whispering, hey, you know what's going on so I can find something to preach. You know, there's an endless supply of preaching straight from God's throne. I even don't even get on Facebook no more just because I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. That way when I preach on it, you ain't saying, oh, he saw that on Facebook. Huh? God cares for you. Spend hours. It's only 3:20. It's early. The power of the blood. The next generation came along. Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve. We just went through them. Cain and Abel came along. Came in the process of time that Cain brought. And this is a perfect example of where your life is going to affect your children. Hello? It's true. What you sow, you're going to reap. Brother House ain't perfect. But I'm sure trying to do the best I can. The process of time came to pass. Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering to the Lord. Cain had the same earthly ideas as his parents, leaves, plants. Same similarities that his parents brought or what they tried to use. You ever seen that? They use fig leaves, horticulture, plants, earthly, something else. God will never accept man's ideas or man's religion. You can't sit at home and watch TV preachers and think you're going to be saved. Hello? You can't sit at home and listen to Acts 2:38 radio and be saved. You've got to be a part of the body of Christ. Many members in particular, but one body. You've got to have a pastor. You've got to have the ministry in your life. There's a fivefold ministry. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher for the perfecting of the saints. The work of the ministry, the edifying of the body of Christ till we all come together into the unity of the faith. You can't live that. Amen. It's sitting at home. There are millions of people, so-called Christians, sitting at home thinking that they're going to be all right. Somebody just texted me. Preach it, brother. God will never accept man's ideas. Earthly International, you go down O'Fallon, Illinois, and they have a church called feelgoodtv.tv church. Huh? You seen the sign? Yeah, web churches. You don't have to come to church. Just pay us on PayPal. Amen. Sit there and watch our little, amen, our little fake bake, amen, feel good little music. Amen. Just to send in that money through the internet there and all, that's all you. That ain't scriptural. That ain't Bible. Hello. But that's the way that nature will take you down a different path. God will never accept man's religion, earthly or intellectual ideas or creeds, man-made religion, even though it may look good. Amen. An easy gospel. Amen. Cain brought an offering, but it was the wrong type of offering. Amen. Is the first fruits an offering? Yes. Amen. Pentecost is first fruits. Amen. Pentecost is the first fruits of the harvest. Amen. Is that an offering? Yes. But that will do nothing for sin, that will do nothing for atonement, that will do nothing to wash away your sins. You can dance till your feet fall off, amen, and that is not going to take away your sins. Amen. Come on, I said, if that takes away sins, then the Buddhas are saved, amen, because they dance, they know how to worship. The Hindus know how to worship. We cannot worship our sins away, baby. Amen. There has got to be the blood. Amen. Amen. There has got to be the blood. God will only accept the blood for atonement. Now listen to the other child. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect He was pleased. Come on. How many of you want to just skate by or try to skimp by or just barely? Huh? How many just barely want to be Christian? Just show up once a month? Huh? That's what Cain did. But Abel, his sacrifice, God was pleased. Hello? He was pleased unto Abel. And I'm in the book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. And the Lord had respect. He was pleased unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. He was not pleased with his sacrifice or his offering. Cain, now what happened on the circumvent? What happened on the retrospect of that? Cain was mad. Huh? You want to know why some people sitting in church are mad? Maybe you need to change your sacrifice. You know why people sitting in church can't stand someone else on the other side of the church? Maybe you need to change your sacrifice. Your heart ain't right. Your life, your spirit ain't right. Come on, the Bible says, if any man present his offering to the Lord and have aught against his brother, amen, the Bible says, leave that sacrifice on the altar and go get it taken care of because your offering, your sacrifice, I don't care if you put $1,000 bill in this offering pan, you are not going to impress God. Amen, you ain't going to buy your way to heaven. Amen, come on, I said, you need to get it right. Amen, I said, you need to get it right. Why are you mad? Amen, why are you mad and hateful and bitter and amen, all of these things going, you better need to check yourself. Come on. I said, it ain't the church. It ain't the preacher. It ain't your neighbor. It ain't your sister. It ain't your brother. It ain't your car. It ain't your aunt, your uncle, your dog, your cat. Amen. Come on. It's you. Your heart ain't right. See, this ain't easy preaching. But I'll lay my head on the pillow tonight and I'll go to sleep in peace. And if I don't wake up tomorrow, Lord, I did what you wanted me to do. That's real preaching. That's real preaching. Come on, that's real preaching. We can get some bookworm in here, teach finances, how to become wealthy in 90 days. Come on, they're doing it all over Pentecost. You think it's a joke? It ain't a joke. They're doing it all over Pentecost. They have changed the whole atmosphere of the whole entire process of church. Amen. Get rich. Put money in the bank. How to make millions. And while, now listen to this. You're going to get to know me eventually. I am enjoying this, but I ain't. Them preachers sat back on the platform just. Huh? I got somebody behind me. Amen, brother. Come on. I would be ashamed. I couldn't do it. You know, if we had a church where everybody was just financially in despair and no one could manage their money, you know, I could see doing it in the fellowship hall somewhere. You know, hey, or let's go over to SWIC and let's all take a family budget class together. You know? But in the sanctuary, I would be I would be feeling weird. I wouldn't be there that service because I wouldn't want you looking at me. I'm sitting out here. So, listen. I got a good one here for you, too. You might want to write this down. This is divine. So Abel brought the sacrifice that pleased God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Now I'm going to give you the real definition of faith. You take any one of those episodes in the Hall of Faith, the Book of Faith, 11th chapter of the Book of Hebrews, all happened by faith. Amen. And so Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, talking about Abel. It says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Amen. It was not just an anything sacrifice. It was exactly what God required. It was what pleased God. Don't worry about pleasing your neighbor. Worry about pleasing God. Don't worry about pleasing your spouse. Anybody looking to get married, this is a good tip. Please God. And your spouse will be okay. Because God's Word's got it all lined out. Right? Please God. And so it says by faith, faith is a substance. Faith is the Holy Ghost at work. You can just cut it at that. The faith is the Holy Ghost at work. Faith is the Holy Ghost at work in the heart and in the life of the recipient. So that's the dynamic definition, the DD, dynamic definition. Not a degree in doctrine, doctorate's degree, but a dynamic definition. The Holy Ghost at work in the heart and life of Abel, amen, revealed to Abel that it was not a fruit basket, amen, it was not a fake clap, a fake worship, a fake pray, amen, that Cain really wasn't even involved in it, he just went down to the grocery store and got him a fruit basket, amen, in the vernacular of today, amen, just like they were in the New Testament, they were buying and selling doves in the sanctuary, and Jesus come in and he cleaned house, amen, God is not impressed with man. Religion and by the working of the Holy Ghost in the heart of Abel offered up that which God required. And listen, what happened? Amen. That says that he obtained witness. Amen. God testifying of his gifts, not man or an organization or an association. And by it being dead, yet spake his brother Cain. Let me tell you something. Amen. If you let the Spirit of God leave your life long enough, you'll murder somebody. Cain rose up in such anger and mad at his brother, he slew his brother. The wrong spirit, there it is again. Come on, if your spirit ain't right, if you ain't got the real Holy Ghost in your life, amen, you, amen, can rise up and slay, kill. I ain't talking about physically, but amen, I wouldn't say it ain't impossible, amen, but some people, amen, could rise up, amen, and kill their brother spiritually, amen, or with their tongue, or with their mouth, or with their neighbor, or with the whole church, amen, come on, we're going to stop this thing, amen, come on, I said, we're going to stop this thing, amen, I'm not going to have people sitting around. Amen. Slaying one another with the tongue. Amen. Come on, trying to bite and devour. Amen. We're all in this ship. Amen. And we're going to make it to heaven on my watch. Amen. And if you don't want to line up or live right, amen, I can only preach to you. Amen. But I'm not going to let somebody kill somebody else in my watch. You got a mouth. Backbiting mouth, you better get it right. Amen. You need a trip to the altar. You need sin out of your heart. You better quit blaming people. Blame him, blame them, Look at yourself. Look at yourself. You're the one that are harboring, amen, unforgiveness or feeling. Let me tell you something. There's things that I went through when I was a child that I'll never be able to tell some people. You want to talk about being hurt? You want to talk about being betrayed? You want to talk about being defiled? Come on. We got to let go of this nonsense. We got to let go of this unforgiveness. We got to let go of the hurt. We got to let go of the pain. We have got to empty. We have got to get off. We have got to say, God, amen, create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Amen. Come on, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. Come on, if you got aught, you got bitterness in your heart, it will keep you out of heaven. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. You listen to this preacher. I am preaching to you. Amen. Come on. I want to be saved. Abel offered up what God wanted. Cain rose up and killed his brother Abel. Let me tell you something. By the grace of God, Brother House is going to die. But I'm going to die doing right. Praise the Lord. I'm going to die doing right. Because you know what? Yes, Jesus came to Cain. Cain, where's your brother Abel? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Smart aleck, sass mouth, right to the very God. Attitudes. We could preach on that for a while. We need to straighten our attitude up. Am I my brother's keeper? No, you're your brother's killer. I'm not saying you guys are. I'm saying Cain. God said, Cain, your brother's voice is speaking to me from the ground. You know why I want to live right? You know why, Brother House? Brother, let me tell you something. Brother House is not hard. Brother House is not hard. Once you get to know me, I'm not hard. There are some hard preachers. Buddy, everybody in here better wear black and white. Huh? There are some hard preachers. I've heard of preachers preaching against riding a bicycle. Yes, sir. So, I'm not all that hard. You'll get to know me. I may say some things that sound hard, but you know, sometimes when a kid is in danger or when a kid is just totally out of, you know, not thinking, you know. Hey, dummy! You're headed down the wrong track. You got to get loud. Your kid's out there in a dangerous situation. You ain't gonna sit down. It'll be okay. Don't worry about that cliff you're fixing to fall off of. Really? I don't think so. So every now and then I might scream, I might holler. It's only because I care. Hello? I said it's only because I care. It's not because I'm trying to be lords over God's inheritance. I'm not. I'm least on the pole. But I care. And you know what? When you care about your kids and you correct them, you know what your kids do? A few minutes later, they're on your lap hugging you. I love you, Daddy. Love is corrective. Love cares. If God didn't love us, he wouldn't have came and preached to us. If God didn't love Nineveh, he wouldn't have sent Jonah, hard-headed preacher, down there to Nineveh and preached to him. He said, you know what, Jonah, I'm with you. Just let him go. But instead, he sent Jonah down there. Jonah didn't want to go. Let me tell you something. Brother House, amen, was not pushing straws for the Redbud Church. I was not. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you this, and I have nothing to hide. I am an open book. You ask me anything you want to ask me about anything, doctrine, anything. I'll answer you. Don't be afraid of me. I'm a real deal. I'm real human. But Brother Frisbee had come to me twice about taking this church. And that's the truth. Come on in, Sherry. And so I didn't feel it. If I was pushing for a straw or a straw in my hat or a feather in my hat, or if I was pursuing position or something like that, hey, man, I could have. When I first came here, I told Brother Holmes, look, Brother Holmes, I'm in a transition, you know, and I just want to come to Redbud and I just want to help you out. Help the church. So Brother House was not pushing for position. I never have. I'm the type of person, you know, I'll go somewhere and start a church. And I've done it. So I'll go through hard knocks. I won't try to take the easy route. So love corrects. Love cares. And so we see, thirdly, it ain't 4 o'clock yet. So we see Abel offered up unto God what God required. Amen. But listen, death could not touch him because of the power of the blood. Abel offered up a blood sacrifice, an atonement sacrifice. He was covered by the blood. There is power in the blood. We come to the third, amen, example. We see the power of the blood at work. Up until this time, we see the power of the blood at work in the lives of individuals. But now God decides to make it a national thing. The Hebrew nation people were slaves in the Egyptian world, the house of bondage, symbolic of the chains of sin and torment that is in control and has robbed humanity of its freedom. Death was the last of the plagues, so also as the second death be the last and final judgment upon the entire world. God told Moses, amen, go down and tell the children of Israel, for every man, this is a new beginning. Amen, this is a new day. Amen. And every man is to take a lamb and to take that lamb and that blood. And the blood of this lamb shall be a token upon your houses wherein ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you. I will smite the land of Egypt. Amen. Come on, the blood. There is power in the blood. Amen. God destroyed this world because of sin and wickedness once by water. He hath reserved this world unto a second judgment by fire. Amen. Come on. I don't want to be judged with this world. Amen. I want to be saved. How about you? Amen. Come on. And I said the only way that we can be saved, amen, is the blood. We have got to have the blood. We have got to have the blood. We have got to have the real deal, real sacrifice. We cannot, amen, praise our way into heaven. We can't sing our way into heaven. It's got to go through the blood. Amen. Come on, through the blood, through the blood, through the blood, through the blood. Amen. Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and he will pass over you. When I see the blood, amen, come on, there's only one thing, amen, that that is going to get you, amen, out of this world, and that is the blood tag. Amen. We cannot go back to Calvary and find droplets of blood. Amen. But we understand it was the life that was in that blood, and that is the spirit, amen, of Christ that was poured out. Amen. When that soldier pierced him in the side, out forth came three things. Amen. The Bible only tells you of two. Amen. But out came three things. It was blood, it was water, and it was spirit. Amen. The life of the blood and the life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. The blood of Christ is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, and we must have the Spirit of God covering us. Amen. So when the death angel passes, amen, we're covered by the blood. If that same Spirit which dwelt in Christ dwell in your mortal body, amen, as Christ was raised from the dead, he shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. We have got to have the Holy Ghost. We can't manufacture our own little fig leaf garments. We can't sing our way to heaven. We've got to have the blood. Let's stand today. Hebrews chapter 9 says, but by his own blood. I want to talk, as we wrap this up, about the power in the blood. Christ Jesus, by his own blood, entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption, a redemption for us. How shall much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. It's time that we, amen, it's time that we serve God. I said it's time that we serve God, live for God. Be real. Hebrews chapter 13, Jesus also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. The blood sanctifies us. Revelation 7:14, washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Christ makes us white. Amen. Abel's obedience in the work of the Holy Ghost in the life bore witness to the resurrection. Acts chapter 20, verse 28, which he hath purchased with his own blood. The church of God. Amen. He purchased with his blood. Revelation chapter 5. Amen. Thou hast was slain and thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. The blood redeems us. Amen. Come on. It pays a price we could never pay. Amen. The blood of Christ puts us in a place we could never go to. Revelation chapter 12, they overcame the devil, the sleuth, the slime ball, amen, the deceiver, by the blood of the Lamb. The only way you're going to overcome Satan, the only way you're going to overcome the temptations of this world, the only way you're ever going to overcome sin, amen, and an angry heart, is by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, at work in your life. Gotta have the blood. Revelation chapter 1, unto him that loved us, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Come on. This altar's open today. I know I butchered it up, but I'm reaching, I'm pushing. I want you to be saved. I want your children to be saved. I want your loved ones to be saved. Come on. The only way we're going to be saved is by the blood, the Spirit of Christ. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. But now, Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood. we can enter boldly into the throne of grace by His blood. Come on, let's reach to the Lord today. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's reach out to the Lord today. Search our hearts. Oh God, I'm tired of fig leaf religion. I'm tired of fig leaf religion. I'm tired of fake worship, fake prayer. I want to be real. I want to be washed. I want to renew that relationship. God, cover me with your blood. Come on, He'll do it today. He'll do it today. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a renewing God. He's a Savior. Come on, let's reach. Come on, let's reach. Jesus.